This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
If you really stop to think about it, there is probably no key slice of this economy with a bigger long-term upside than payments. Companies that take your money and help banks get that money where it belongs. There was a big acquisition today in payments, is why I say that, $21 billion big. Two companies you probably never heard of, but which have almost certainly had their hands on your money, Global Payments and TSYS by name. Payment companies are, kind of by definition, behind the scenes as far as consumers are concerned, but the idea that they are merging, and a lot of them are, says a lot about how the way we pay for things is changing. Marketplace's Sabri Benishwar has more on that one.
When you buy something at, like, a restaurant or convenience store, there's some program or system that takes your money.
Your total is 339. System processing.
And you'd think it would be pretty simple, but actually there are multiple companies involved. One company takes your money, another company helps your credit card move your money, another company might make sure the money gets into the restaurant's bank account.
They're really sort of the back end of the payments industry.
Andrew Davidson is with Mintel Comper Media. These companies, this industry, has been on a merger and acquisition bender, absorbing smaller companies, merging with bigger ones.
This is the third merger announcement this year, in which the value of the transactions exceeds $20 billion.
There's two things going on here. First, more payments are being done online or in apps, and newcomers like Square or Stripe are gobbling up that business right out from under the noses of traditional payment processors.
They're starting to feel the pain of Silicon Valley.
Deborah Baxley is with Paygility Advisors, a payments consultancy.
Any app where you're paying in the app, like with Uber or Lyft, that's the business they want to get in. They want to be embedded in those apps to process those payments, not just restaurant payments or whatever.
Second, merging is a way for traditional payment companies to make more money.
In a mature market like the United States, the expectation for further growth in card payments is really just in single digits.
David Robertson is publisher of the Nilson Report newsletter. If you merge, you save money, you make money. In the case of TSYS and Global Payments, they say they're going to save $300 million a year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishwar for Marketplace.